During a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals, The Guild's Gift Shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org or call 507-645-8877.
Art Zany. Radio for the Imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination.
Good morning. This is Paula Granquist, and I'm excited to have you join me for Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. And I really appreciate that you listen and help celebrate stories and creating. And of course, we tune our imaginations together. So happy summer. School's out, sun's up, and now is the beginning of a something. And we're going to start this something, and I'm taking some liberties here because we're going to talk about the 80s music today. So I thought, well, what was a song that I love jamming out to in the 80s? And this was the one that I came up with. And I hope that you love it too. We're just going to listen to a minute of Belinda Carlisle, Mad About You. Think about your dreams as you think about this tune and have some fun on this summer morning on Art Zany Radio. For that welcome to this morning. That was from 1986, if you can believe it. And it's from her album Belinda, but it was also one of the first CD singles ever marketed, if you can believe that. That was a big deal back then. So super fun to listen to that. I think she's just someone who makes me think of summer. And what I love about summer is these first days of summer always hold so much possibility. Feels like, okay, this is the summer that I'm going to, and there's something out there that you're going to do and you're thinking about. So let's try to hold on to those dreams. Her song is something I completely, as soon as I hear those first few beats, I picture myself cranking up this music in my parents' Pontiac Grand Am on my way to my job at Target. And it might be a love song, but I think instead she sings a line about a couple of fools run wild, aren't we? But I just love the idea of being free, a free wild fool. And in the video, Belinda is dancing around solo and the focus is on her. She's in charge of her summer. And I love the joy and the fun and the love in that song. And so I hope you think about what it is you want to fall in love with this summer. What will you explore? What will make you dance? May I suggest the arts? So today we're going to talk to folks from the Paradise Center for the Arts. We are talking all things about what's happening. We are here with Will McIntyre. Welcome to Art Zany Radio.
Thank you.
You're the Performing Arts and Education Director. And also we have guests from Little Fish Improv, which I'm very excited to learn more about. Kira Artley and Andy Artley are here. Welcome to Art Zany Radio.
Thank you. Hello. Thanks.
It's great to have you, and we'll talk later. There might be a connection, just a chance that there's a connection. And folks, we're talking about all things happening at the Paradise Center for the Arts. The one we want to get on your radar screen right away is the gallery opening reception tonight, Friday, the 7th of June. That's from 5 to 7. We'll talk about all the things happening there and all the wonderful events upcoming as well, including that 80s. I bet you're ready for that. So hang on, we'll tell you about that in a minute. So let's have you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves, your world, your connection to the Paradise, and how things are going. Will, I think the last time mm-hmm. we talked, it was one of your first, you know, you were fairly new. Fall. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's when I was directing the fall musical at the Paradise. And now we're back. I've done a few shows since then, but it just keeps going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You keep picking up projects.
Do you have a full cycle in yet where you've done a whole year of programming?
Oh, not quite. I'm
not
coming
quite.
Up on it, though.
Okay.
It's right around end of July to August. So mm-hmm. I'm getting there, though. Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, you're learning a lot, I'm sure. It's a lot to come at
you. It's been a learning curve for sure. I've never, the whole financial side of running an art center, the whole, you know, writing up contracts, mm-hmm. negotiating contracts. It's something I wasn't really prepared for, but it's going well now. So
good.
Yeah,
that's exciting. And I think last fall was it If Then?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
which still is one of my absolute favorite shows that I've ever seen. I love a lot of shows, but that one is a show I didn't know, and then mm-hmm. I saw the one that you were in and just wow, blew me away. So the Paradise is doing some incredible things.
Yeah,
that continues. And so we'll certainly get into it. I'd love to hear from both of you a little bit about your connections to the Paradise, and maybe even a little bit about Little Fish, and if there's a connection here too. Who wants to start?
Well, the connection is that Kiara was brought to us by a stork many years ago. There was a flyby and they dropped her off, and she's been around since.
Lucky for you.
Yes. But Kiara and I are related to one another. And you know what's interesting, in the Paradise, this last, about a year ago, it was part of a show called The Play That Goes Wrong.
Yes.
With Steve Serrell and Elaine Benson, who co-directed that. And we had a great cast, a gentleman by the name of Buddy Ricker, who was just one of our comedic relief guys, fantastic. But he would warm us up every time right before the show began and did lots of improv exercises. And so we had a great time, an absolute great time learning all these improv games, and something kind of grew out of that. But one of the games we played was a game called Little Fish.
Ah, now it's starting to come together. Okay.
And when it came together with trying to figure out a name for what our improv group was going to be, we had a massive vote. And Little Fish
was
stuck.
Was it close? Do you want to share the others or no? Just let it go down in history.
I think there was a lot of good pun names. I think Buddy came up with most of the names. But to be honest, I think like the vote didn't end up being that close. Everyone was just kind of pretty chill with whatever. So Little Fish was what it ended up being.
Well, I'm delighted. It's so fun to hear a little bit about the group. Carrie, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and your world and your connections to the Paradise?
Oh, sure. So I was a little bit more of a latecomer coming to Little Fish Improv. I was still like there around the time of its birth, I suppose. But I was not in The Play That Goes Wrong. My dad, Andy here, and my older sister, Bryn Artley, some of you may know Bryn Artley,
mm-hmm.
They were both in that show. And it was funny because it seemed like it was just a really great bunch of people. The show was amazing, saw it multiple times. And from that cast, I'm pretty sure half of the cast went off and became an improv troupe, and the other half became a Dungeons and Dragons troupe. And some do make the crossover, which is super fun. So just through like knowing people, specifically my dad and older sister, I got invited to like come, you know, just join hanging out with these awesome people. And then it started just becoming more of a serious group, and we all started showing up and putting the time in and saying like, hey, y'all, do we want to actually perform? Like, is this more than a game now?
What was really fun was they talked about wanting to put together this improv group, and one day, well, do we know anybody else? And I turned to Kiara and said, hey, Kiara, I don't know exactly what our conversation was, but hey, this would be really good. Kiara is a performing artist, is going off to school here in the fall at the Florida State University with part of their Bachelor of Fine Arts program.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so pretty exciting.
She's actually used some of these improv skills in her auditions that actually helped land her a spot with the school, the program she's getting into. You remember, can you tell a little bit about your experience?
You had to audition for this?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I did. So I graduated Northfield High School last year, mm-hmm. and then I ended up taking a gap year, and I've been working some acting gigs up in the Twin Cities this year, and I've been apprenticing as a potter to a local potter. Some of you may know Glynis Lessing. Shout out to Glynis. She's awesome. Yeah, and so I've been taking this year to just get that, you know, real-world experience, but also I've been using the full year to audition for all these different BFA acting programs. So it's most of the programs start out with a pre-screen. So I spent like the fall of this year made over like 100 pre-screen videos just because I was really fussy, but I learned so much from them just in our basement. And then when you finally get a video you like, you send it off. And I was very fortunate this year to have been offered an audition from all the colleges I pre-screened for.
Congrats. That's huge. You. So you had but that makes it harder because then you have multiple choices and you have to prepare for each of those different interviews.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, so that's the interesting thing. Once you get through the pre-screens, you're invited to audition. And most of them are back to in-person now. There's some virtual. So I auditioned for two over Zoom in my basement. But the other ones, my dad and I, we took a trip to New York this year. My very first time in New York. And then we also went to Chicago. And it was like a really amazing, big experience. But long story short, once you get past the first round of auditions, you get invited to callbacks. And so I went through some of those, and I actually went down to Florida State for the in-person callbacks, and they are amazing down there. I'm so excited to go there.
Well, that is just, I hope you'll continue to share your journey and check in with us as you come back. But
so full circle, Kiara comes out of one of these callback auditions. She says, "Dad, you won't believe they had us do improv." And
oh. That was
it. So ultimately, Buddy Ricker and his idea is maybe what got Kiara into Florida State, which is pretty cool.
I think that's really exciting. I've always been a fan of improv and mm-hmm. and doing those sorts of things. It's such a great training ground for just, you know, practicing, being inventive and thinking on your feet and being building your confidence. And there's like so much that goes into it.
Yes, Buddy. I don't know if you've ever had the pleasure of meeting Buddy,
but
Buddy is he works for Federated Insurance mm-hmm. as a trainer. Always witty, always
not
has
your first guy you'd think of, like, no. Oh, super funny guy.
But he is. He's absolutely. But he had started a improv troupe with a couple of his friends a number of years ago, and they'd cycled around, and they got busy with life. And after we got together, he had an idea, and it sparked. And he goes, "Hey, I think I want to do this. And I know the crew I want to start doing this with." I was very reluctant for all the reasons you just described. My 50-some-year-old brain trying to get that nimble because smoke starts coming out of my ears. But one of the things I discovered is that when I go to these sessions, I come out feeling like I've been exercised, not physically, but mm-hmm. mentally, mm-hmm. and I'm a better person for it. And we have fun. We get laughing. And we had an invitation back in, was it April? Or when mm-hmm. was our last one?
I think it was March or April, late March maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, for an event at the mm-hmm.
at the
Paradise.
Paradise.
It was their first show, first fundraiser for us, and it was a huge success. I think almost 200 people came to see it. People just kept coming in the door.
Bravo. Like, wow.
Yeah, door sales were crazy for that show.
Mm-hmm. We're going, they came to see us.
Right? Well, yeah, and that brings up the thing that, like, playing, you know, with a group of friends in a safe environment where you're, like, in a closed room, that's one thing. That I can totally get into because mm-hmm. that feels like, you know, just I'm comfortable there.
Yeah.
But then you go from that to, okay, now people are expecting me to do something that makes them laugh or that, like, entertains them, and I'm the one they're looking at. And then you get 200. How did you feel? What was that like? Were you guys ready for it?
Yeah. It was incredibly exciting because, so part of the audience was family and friends.
Yeah.
Who were like cheering the loudest.
And those are the ones you have to think about, like, right? Yes. No matter what we do, they're going to be there clapping.
Yeah. And then we had some loyal Paradise Theater goers, mm-hmm. who just show up to all the shows, and they are true champions. And they were amazing to have in the audience. And then we actually had some people who knew nothing about our group and didn't come to the Paradise that often, but they just came because they heard about it. Like, I've talked to some people on, like, literally in Northfield that, like, I'll get stopped every once in a while and be like, oh, yeah, were you in Little Fish Improv? And I'm like, yeah, wow, good memory. And they said, one lady I was talking to, she was saying that they were celebrating her father's birthday, apparently, and they were just looking for something fun to do, so they heard about the improv show, and they're like, oh, we like improv. So they came, and they said they'd be back for the next show. So great.
Wow, what a success. What a launch.
Yeah, it was amazing. Those were the other 150 people that showed up. We didn't even
Exactly.
It was a lot of people come to see, the same group of people come to see a lot of our shows, and that show brought in people I've never seen before. So
you're on to something.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, it asks the question, I mean, what is improv, really? Yeah. Because you have stand-up comedians.
People know that, yeah.
People know that, and then you have improv. And that's one of the questions I had for Buddy. He said, I'm not a stand-up comedy kind of guy. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, no, Andy, no. This is improv. This is where you make things up on stage, and hopefully it's funny. Sometimes it's not. And
that's okay.
And that's okay. Yeah. That's exactly right. And what it's interesting is it creates a relationship with the audience. If you get up there, we play a lot of different what we call games, where we get audience participation, where they give us ideas, and we create scenes, and we build different scenarios, and the audience participates a little bit, and they get to see a bunch of people come up with some crazy ideas, what's going on inside their heads. And if it works, it is absolutely fun and becomes feverish for everybody that attends. It's just a dynamic event.
And so do you meet at the Paradise? Is the group continuing to practice and hang out and work on your skills?
Yeah, we traditionally meet in the Paradise's basement. So thank you, Paradise, for allowing us to be safely down there. We have occasionally met, I think once, in our barn, Andy. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, we had to move the cows and the pigs out of the way, but they weren't too happy about that.
No, yeah.
We did get the job done.
We meet where we can, but the Paradise is very, very hospitable.
And tell us, are there opportunities for people to come and be a part of the group or hang out, learn a little bit more? Where would they go to find out more about the Little Fish Improv?
Absolutely. And I'll start, and then Kara, maybe, or Will, you can talk a little bit too. But Buddy actually has classes he puts on for prospective improv students and has run a very successful class here throughout the winter months. And I'm sure, I'm sure he'll be doing another one here again shortly. But we're continually looking for new people that want to participate, young, old, any background, male, female.
Non-binary,
woo! Exactly. The goal is if we can create as much of a cross-section of who we are as a society and get up on stage and all come together and have fun, we're going to break down some doors that we see out there in our world right now. But it is really, anytime you get up on stage, and Buddy has taken the approach that he says, hey, I want to keep everything we do family friendly.
Yes.
And so all of our shows are very family friendly. And
I can appreciate that. I think that's really important.
Anyone can see it. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in today's world, it's so easy to lax into the negative, to lax into the subversive, the languages we use.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really a stretch to keep yourself, and it's actually a good thought training mechanism as we train our neurons and electrons inside our heads, our ones and zeros, to make sure that we are trying to think positively. And so we do lots of positive improv instead of a negative and beat on each other type improv.
And, you don't need all that language and crude behavior to be funny.
That's exactly
Right.
That's right.
Right, and probably, I guess from what I know, is that part of it, too, is you have to trust your group. You have to know that you're supported, and, you know, you've got to create that environment for yourselves as well. So you want that positivity because it's contagious, I would think, even within the group. that's an element that's important.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I think that's the other interesting thing, kind of piggybacking off of what Andy was saying about Buddy's acting, or the improv acting classes, is that, like, not only does it teach you about yourself, but it teaches you how to better work with other people. Because I think you oftentimes see people's, not necessarily their true forms, but what they more naturally revert to. Like, when you go on autopilot, oftentimes improv just starting out is you going on autopilot trying to survive the scene, you know. That's how you just start out. And so that's how you learn how to look out for the people around you. And you can tell when somebody around you is struggling. And if you're not struggling, you can help them. And if you're struggling, then they can help you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good team builder exercise. I've also heard it said before that if you want to get into acting at all or do any form of acting, I've heard that two of the best things, like two of the staples of acting, are either improv or stand-up. Mm-hmm. And I personally am terrible at stand-up, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, same
something
here.
I'm working on. But the fun thing with, I think the main difference, at least in my mind, is stand-up is all about like word wittiness and all about the punchline.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas improv, there's a lot of that added in. Like, there's members of our group who are, they would be terrific at stand-up. And you could tell Buddy has had a background in stand-up, mm-hmm. just based off of the jokes he tells. But improv tells more stories. It sets up. It isn't necessarily, it doesn't have to be, like, humorous or funny all the time. Sometimes one of the best scenes are just if you can get the audience to like you and want to come on this little journey with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little short story that people go away, oh wow, okay, I'm not actually laughing, but I actually really enjoyed that. That was really fun.
Yeah, it's and it's also unpredictable, because I think stand-up, people may think it's all like off the cuff. Very few stand-ups can actually do their crafted jokes. There are stories that have been, you know, written and rewritten and they try out lines and switch words and you know, really compose those pieces. And so that's a really big difference. So I would imagine then that improv is more accessible. Like, if you're interested, if you're kind of curious, this would be a place to start.
It allows you to definitely relax in stressful situations, because the more you practice improv, I mean, first, it's a little bit stressful because, you know, even though you're in a safe space and you're with people you know and trust, you're trying to think, oh, what am I going to do now, you know? But I think it's definitely been helpful. We've gotten so, our troupe, Little Fish Improv, we've gotten so comfortable with one another. I've seen it noticeable in, like, other situations, that, like, social situations or performative situations, we're far more likely to react calmly and confidently just because of that training. And that's why I will put the little plug out there again. If you're at all interested in taking Buddy's classes, highly recommend. He provides a really safe space, and you even have an opportunity to perform for friends and family at the end of the class.
Mm. Yeah, he has Improv 101 is coming up, and that is with Buddy Ricker at the Paradise Center for the Arts, July 13th through August 24th. That's Saturdays from 12:30 to 2, and it is members $70, non-members $80, and it's about the fundamentals of improv acting with an emphasis on improv comedy. Sounds like a blast. What a great way to spend a Saturday. And have you done improv before? Will?
I have, not with like a troupe or even a class, but I went to school and I studied acting a lot, and I think they just infuse it in everything you do. You know, every scene, every warm up is like character building, and the way to do that is sort of through improv situations. And I think one thing I really like about Little Fish is that it's like a community of people coming together to do something they all enjoy. And I think that the most important thing is just like they're building relationships, they're building, you know, and I've seen like some of the troupe members really come out of their shells too, I think, through what they're doing. And I really appreciate what Buddy's doing for us at the Paradise, and both for education and just in general. So,
yeah, it's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. You know, Will, that's a really good comment. The makeup of our group, we, our youngest member is 14, 15 years old, and our oldest right now is probably just over 60, if I have that right. I would love to have somebody even younger, love to have somebody older, but the more dynamics, the more walks of life that we can get into the group, it's better for everybody. But the makeup right now is, even though we'd like to think we're professional and polished, and so, but we're an amateur group. We have our day lives. We have some salesmen. We have some educators. We have some professional communicators. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, Buddy's improv classes that he's putting on at the Paradise, it teaches you how to listen. And I can tell you that after doing this, I don't think my days as a stand-up improv person are probably going to support my household. But it does. It has helped me become a better listener. Everything is yes, and mm-hmm. listening to the next. What are you really saying to me? Mm-hmm. I agree. So it's helping me listen in the conversations that I have on a daily basis, and that is an invaluable experience for anybody that goes through life.
Yeah, let's explore that, because yes, and is like a quintessential. That is a. I don't really want to call it a rule, but the foundation, let's say, of improv, because you are not allowed to go. You know, huh? Why did you say that? That wouldn't be a very fun response, right? You'd embrace things. So someone want to talk about what yes and is and how that's a part of the improv, no matter what game, is that the right word, whatever situation you've set up, whatever interactions you're having, yes and. Tell us more.
Absolutely. Just like any other form of art, it's important to learn about the art and learn what are some of the rules of the art. And rules in art, in my mind, this is a little controversial, but can always be broken. But mm-hmm. you should always learn the rules first so you can like consciously break them. So right. A huge rule that many people will know of is, like you guys said, yes and in improv. And what that basically means is taking whatever your fellow actor has given you and building off of it. And if you don't build off of it, if you just say, well, no, you know, like if they say, oh, this is a hold up, I'm robbing the bank, and you say, well, no, we're in a grocery store. I mean, it just stops the scene. And yes. not only does it not help you and your actor, because it makes them feel like, oh, well, I guess that was a stupid idea, even mm-hmm. though a bank is a great idea. it does not progress the storyline. And so keeping yes and, like, as a core rule in what you're doing to, like, attack the scene with, it really makes you think about how am I progressing the story, how am I working with people. And then there are always situations where once you know that rule, you can find a really great way of progressing the story by, like, saying, like, no, the bank closes at 5 or something, you know, like, but you're still building off of what they're working with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and to add to what Kiara's referring to, you stop and think about the opposite of yes and is no but, no but. And if you look at all of our conversations, how do you apply this again to what we have going on outside in the world? All our mm-hmm. conversations, listen to me, no but, no but, no but. If you start training our minds to be better people, and mm-hmm. we have a carry on a conversation with those sitting across from us, yes, I do understand what you're telling me, and I'd like to make a point now.
Just think about how that dynamic shifts, right, when you say that, because you're not confronting, you're not doubting, you're not digging or trying to put somebody down. Mm-hmm. You're like, huh, and you're like, I hear that, and I'd also like to add this to it, as opposed to, yeah, you're wrong, and I'm going to tell you, you know, or exactly. you haven't thought about this, and I'm going to, you know, get you.
It's a respectful way of communicating, and all of a sudden, instead of being adversarial, we're working on a conversation, we're working on a scene, we're working on life together. Yes, I respect you, and I may not see your point of view. I would like to share with you what I feel now to carry on the story. And it's a great way to really exercise being a good person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited about what's happening. And we can say that, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. I'm here with folks from the Paradise Center for the Arts. We're here with Will McIntyre, the Performing Arts and Education Director, and guests from Little Fish Improv Group, Kiara Artley and Andy Artley. And we are talking about, because the Little Fish is going to be at tonight's event, which is the gallery opening reception. It's Friday, June 7th, 2024, from 5 to 7. And you want to tell us a little more? This is a kind of, it's getting bigger and bigger every time
yes,
I hear about
I know.
It.
So we're having an arts extravaganza. That's what we're calling it. We have a lot going on this evening. So starting at 5, gallery opening,
all four of our galleries. We have all new art coming in. Lots of good stuff. And then we also have a silent auction happening starting at 5. And we have 10 or 11 baskets. And they're pretty cool, I must say so, myself. and then at 7:30, the improv show begins.
So it's a show, not just like you're not going to be there as a part of the event. You're actually putting on a show.
They get their own. They're the main event. Yes.
Super exciting.
And then we're also doing a short season announcement because we just got our season finalized 24-25.
Can you give us any previews or is that your
It's all on our website right now. But we have a really great, I think our theater season is really, really strong. I'm really excited. And then we do have a lot of classics coming back. Our Elvis is coming back and our Buddy Holly show is coming back. All the ones that everyone knows and loves that always sell out. So
I should tell you ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org is where you can go. You can check out all those details, but maybe you want to just save it for tonight and make it a fun event to reveal for everybody. There's going to be hors d'oeuvres too. I understand.
Yes. During the gallery opening. Yep.
So that's always a draw for people. And I think there'll be refreshments, beverages.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have an open bar and we're also during the gallery opening, we have some punch and stuff as well. Yep.
What a fun event. And as you mentioned, there are four different galleries at the Paradise. And there are the member show is going up as well as the tell me about the summer pop-up shop.
Yeah. So the member show is any member can come anything that they've made at the Paradise. They can put it on display, sell it, not for sale, whatever they wish to do. And then the pop-up shop is artists bringing in stuff kind of similar to like our holiday sale, but in the summer. So. Mm-hmm. Stuff that they want to show off, their artwork or things that they've made for people. I know there's one thing I just saw the other day was a mitten that holds a can. So, which isn't right for summer, but it will be useful down the road.
I'm visualizing. Yeah, get yours now before they sell out, right? I can't wait to see that. That's an intriguing idea.
Yeah.
And the two artists that are going to be featured, Mai Tran and Kira, did we decide Leister?
I think so.
Okay. We'll check tonight.
Yes, for sure. She'll be there. I think, all these artists will hopefully be there showing off their work, you know, mingling, and you can come tell them how great their work is. So
that's always fun to, and important for the artist to feel supported and
for sure.
a part of the show. Do you know the medium that each of these work in?
It's all over the place, especially in the pop-up shop and the member show, but our student gallery, it's actually a 5-year-old, I believe, and it's very colorful, very bright. It's a great show, I think.
I walked actually, through. I love seeing those because it shows you where things begin, and sometimes that beginner's heart is where you need to think about putting yourself as well.
And I must say, it's very strong for a 5-year-old. I was very impressed, yeah. Wow. And then in our main Carlander gallery is Mai Tran, and she does these huge, beautiful printmaking pieces. I know, I'm kind of eyeing one up that I kind of want to buy, but we'll see.
Tell us which one. Cause sounds like a beautiful event. Mm-hmm. And so tell us tonight then, so I didn't realize this was a show. I thought you guys were just going to be like part of the mingling. So what do you have prepared or what should people do to get ready for an improv show?
So we've got a whole bunch of new games that are completely different from the ones we did last time.
Okay.
So if you've seen the show before, be prepared to see something completely different.
Perfect.
games like What You Got and Naive Replay and a real fun one, a scene building called Stunt Double, where we have actors who call on stunt doubles. We've got about 12, 14 different acts, and we've got a cast that is, we've added to it. Kiara, do you have who's all going to be performing tonight?
So at 7:30 tonight at the Paradise Theater, you will be seeing live on stage Andy Artley, who you just heard his voice. Kiara Artley, that's me. Alex Ayers, Sam Temple, Brian Reed, Kevin Chapman, Reed Shumsky, our fearless leader, Buddy Ricker. And then we've got two new faces that you might not have seen with our group before. The first will be Chad Allen. He will be our host for this evening. This is very exciting, folks, because folks who had seen the show previously, Buddy was our host. But Buddy's going to be joining us on the acting side.
I didn't even know that.
I know.
That's so exciting.
It's good news, guys.
Crowd goes wild.
Yeah, and Chad is an amazing host, so that'll be great. And then we also will have Glynis Lessing joining us.
Oh my gosh, I have not seen her on the stage before. Oh,
she's terrific.
I can imagine she would be. Oh, wow, what a list, what a cast. That's a reason to show up tonight for all the events.
Yes, get your tickets now. Otherwise, you can buy them at the door as well.
Okay, so tickets needed for the improv show.
Yes, for the improv show, correct.
And that's online at Paradise Center for the Arts.
Yep, on our performing arts page. It'll be the first thing you see.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait.
And it's a family-friendly show, just putting that reminder out there. Really fun for all ages, and it should just be really great. You can join in with us, you know, like we'll have some audience interactive things usually. Like there's certain times where we have to go off stage and we got to take a couple audience members out to keep us honest, you know, so they know that it's nothing's planned. We're just going to make it up with the things you guys come up with in the audience.
But you're not going to pull somebody from the audience and make them play the game?
Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
That part would be terrifying.
No, don't worry. We leave it to the professionals.
No, the audience decide if they're going to watch little people or big different characters come across the stage.
Yeah, we'll ask, like, what do you do on vacation? And you can yell out, scuba diving. Mm. And we'll have to do scuba diving from then on.
With alligators.
Yes.
So that's the part the audience gets. That's very doable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a blast. And then there's also, we didn't mention the auctions. So tell us a little bit about, you just mentioned there's some baskets. And is there another part to the auction too?
So we're going to do a live auction as well after intermission. So we're doing a fund in need. And our need is arts programming. So we really want to keep the arts alive and thriving. We had a really great winter for education, but our performing arts numbers have still been down since COVID. And we're really hoping that this next season we can vamp all of it up with all these great shows we have coming in. And we're just hoping that, you know, the community comes out to support us and support our mission of welcoming all people to experience the transformative power of the arts. And sort of, we just really want this to be an event where people come, give what they're willing to do, and leave happy and knowing that they impacted us for the better. So
Yeah, that's an important thing. I think there's so much that the arts can do for you, and you can be a part of the arts in many different ways. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't have to be the artist. You can be the audience member. You don't have to take the class. You can donate some money, you know, or you can volunteer your time. There's lots of different ways to support the arts, and it does make a huge difference. I think there, once a community finds its voice through the arts, I think a lot of great things can happen.
For sure.
This is a great example of that. But now we got to get to the real fun that's happening on June 15th, Saturday. I tease this. This is the Sidekicks Party Line, Music of the 80s. Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great show. Yes.
Have you seen them before?
I have not seen them before, but we've been connecting a bit, my contact for that show. And she sent me a link to their website, and they had some videos and promotional stuff, and it's going to be a really fun night.
Yeah.
And I think we haven't really solidified this yet, but we're kind of encouraging people to dress up in 80s attire, whatever that means to you. If you want to wear your prom dress, please do. Your 80s prom dress.
Well, no, that's not going to happen.
But anything, yeah, we just kind of, that's a really busy weekend in Faribault, but we really hope people come out to something else going on. But
big hoops, big hair,
white Nike shoes, and Izod
polo
shirts.
Some Zubas. Yes. Is that the right word? Zuba? The pants? Oh my gosh, I don't even remember what they were called. Track suits. Big chains. There's lots of stuff you can think of. And I think 80s is the music, might I say this, that joins the generations, right? It's
Yes.
Everyone can be happy with an 80s song. Sure, and I suspect there's dancing encouraged.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. I'm hoping everyone's on their feet at least a few times. Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll know a lot of these songs. There's Madonna and Queen, Bowie, Whitney Houston, Huey Lewis, all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So I think that sounds like, and those tickets again are online at the Paradise Center for the Arts. What a fun way to spend a Saturday again. Saturday at 7:30 p.m. on June 15th. So that's already next weekend.
Next Saturday. Yep.
So grab your tickets for that. And then you've got another event coming up on the following week on June 20th, the Arts Celebration.
So that's actually Thursday evening.
Yes.
And I don't know if they do this in Northfield. In Faribault, we do a concert in the park every Thursday.
We have our library every Wednesday concerts. Mm-hmm. Natalie was just talking about them. I can't remember what the series is called, but Music in the Park. Let's say that.
Nice. It's similar to in Faribault. It's right in our Central Park. We have a band show.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be hosting the one on the 20th. So that's Thursday the 20th. Is that already next Thursday?
No, two.
Oh, I'm getting my weeks mixed up. But yeah, that's going to be a really great event. It starts at 6 p.m. And we're going to have artists doing some demonstrations for upcoming classes. We're going to do, you know, art activities for kids or for anyone. And then we also have the concert that starts at 7 p.m. And we're having Odessa and the Beat. And they are a band from Grand Rapids, I believe. I know someone who's been to many of their concerts because they live up there, but they are a local band from way up there and they're coming down to join us and we're really excited.
So we want to give them a big welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. And a lot of people show up to that every week. So we're hoping to get a really good turnout and just more arts activities, supporting the arts. We're happy to be hosting one of those because I feel like not a ton of arts organizations often host those, but we were happy to fill one of the slots and find a band.
And is just for folks' info, it's not going to rain, but if it happens to rain, is there a rain location people should know about?
I don't know of one.
Okay.
Let's hope it doesn't rain.
Bring an umbrella.
Here's rain solution.
That might be it's been raining so much. It's going to be all so rained out.
Every day it feels like.
Yeah.
But the band shell keeps the, I think they do go on in the rain.
Okay.
I believe.
All right. That's important to know.
Yeah.
Show must go on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's another Queen reference there.
There you go.
I didn't even realize I was doing that. Good, good. So folks, those are just a few of the things happening and you are the education director. So I've got the page pull up. There's a separate page on the website for all the education offerings.
Mm-hmm.
Are there some you want to highlight and tell us about? There's a ton happening.
Yeah, for sure. Well, obviously, the improv class coming up.
Right, and that one starts on July 13th, but I bet it will fill, so you're going to want to register
early. I really
hope
it does. So we actually were offering one in May that didn't go because we didn't have any interest, so we're really hoping the one coming up fills up. And because we had a session in the early spring, sort of, and it was a great group. And I think everyone in it loved it. And they did a performance and everything for their friends and family. Did Little Fish come to see as well?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I think we sat in on a couple of the rehearsals of that and a couple of the classes. So if you're interested, you might get to work with some of us in the classes. You should definitely come see our show tonight. And then, you know, you'd be so starstruck that you're like, oh, my gosh, I want to work with these people. The other fun thing,
catch
though,
the fever.
Yeah, there you go. Is I think a couple of the people from that class actually are auditioning for Little Fish Improv Troupe right now.
Oh, exciting.
They got their chops and they're really ready to go.
Funny. Yeah. Absolutely funny. Mm-hmm. That July time frame is an excellent time. It's been so busy this last spring. Everybody talked to you. It's been so busy. Busy, 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 busy. But July starts opening up and there's some schedules where we have some time and it's a great time to be part of this improv class.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah, and that's just one of the classes. So let's tell folks a little. I mean, you have so many great studio classes and a whole variety. So what should we highlight?
Well, I think our executive director, Julie Fockler, shout out to her.
Hi, Julie.
She offers these same classes every educational session. So she does her Paint a Portrait of a Pet.
Very infamous.
It's very sweet. I took it, and I'm not a visual artist. And I loved how it turned out. So she did a great job teaching it.
She does a good job giving you the sort of the framework to be able to make it happen.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more rewarding.
And she offers both single session and a double session. So the second one can be a little bit more detailed because it's a few more hours. But either one, it's a great class. And she also does her Quilt in a Day class, and that's actually coming up pretty soon on the 22nd.
There's pictures of folks with their completed quilts that they did.
And 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and you leave with a quilt. What I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a lot of stuff coming up. Our stained glass classes, we keep offering those and they fill up every time.
One was already full, so if you're interested.
Yeah, I think the August one is already full, but we have a September one, and of course we'll keep offering them because they fill up, and it's great, and everyone loves it.
Mm-hmm. So you come with a piece of glass, you go home with a cathedral, is that what happens?
You get to leave with a cathedral, there you go.
And I want to mention the ones with Suze Klum. Is that part of their creative aging class?
So she's offering both a creative aging class, and those are separate as well.
Okay.
So yeah, those are really interesting. She brought one to the Paradise, the mixed media and stitches. It's kind of like collage, you're painting, it's everything. But like those,
you know, it's
the finished product is beautiful.
And you know, it's going to be a good class because she said it's messy. So wear clothes that you can be messy in. Mm-hmm. So you know that. And think about that, adults. You would not do that on your kitchen table.
Right.
Right. So if you want to get into that, I think that's a fun way to explore. And there's some examples here on the website, ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org, where you can see images of those finished products.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So that's an incredible thing. So there's a lot happening for kids too, drawing and acting.
Yeah, we were very excited to be offering a bunch of free art classes throughout the entire summer. Kate Langley is a local artist, and she just got a grant to do a bunch of free education all over town. She's a very busy summer ahead of her, but very ambitious, very interesting, and amazing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So there's something happening. And Seussical Jr.?
Yes. Whoa! We have auditions tomorrow.
Oh, audition. Who's taking on that?
So Kayla Mullenhauer, this is our marquee children's theater, and we do one show every summer, and this will be her third year in a row. I'm her music director, and then Jordan Tesh is our choreographer.
What ages are you looking for auditions?
8 to 18.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Pretty wide range.
I'm impressed that you're going to, that's a lot of energy.
It is a lot of energy, but it's like our favorite four weeks of the summer.
I can imagine it fills up the whole space with just a whole lot of...
Yeah, the whole building is kids running
everywhere. And who doesn't love Suits, right?
That's a great program. In fact, that was our first experience with the Paradise back in 2016 in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Mm-hmm.
And did you and your sister do that, both of you, or...
Yeah, well, actually, cool thing, Andy, myself, and my younger sister, Piper, were all in it. Dad played Aslan, and me and my sister were, like, in the ensemble, I think.
Fun.
But it was a zoo, and it was fun. It was a great time.
Oh, yeah.
And my gosh, what a great experience for all the young, aspiring, and budding actors and actresses coming up through our community.
So how is it to be, then, performing with your dad, or with your daughter? Because I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking, I just can't see that happening.
We check.
My dad was a computer engineer, so.
Oh, that's a little different, yeah.
The performance stuff wasn't, but he was a talker, so he might have been good at it. But tell me how that feels.
Oh, it's been very fun. Me and my dad are very close, so that's lovely. It really had to be drilled into my head, though, not to call him dad on stage, because it gets confusing. People are like, whose father is that then? You know? So I got to call him Andy, you know. But it's been really fun. And this isn't the first time that we've performed together. I think kind of the whole family enjoys acting and stuff, but we've been in this together, and we were recently in a short film by Ben Wong. Shout out to Ben Wong.
If folks don't know, is got like this amazing role coming out. Do you know when he's in Karate Kid? Not just in. He's
Karate Kid. Northfield alumni.
And that's so cool. Coming up, I hope, soon, like maybe a blockbuster this fall. I'm not sure. Or maybe it's next year. I don't know. But it's a very exciting thing. What was the film that you did with the short film?
It was a written and directed by Ben Wong short film called Happy New Year, Jamie Morgenstern.
I like the title.
It was a really neat film that Ben came up with. And it was really fun production. We shot it in like, I think 2023. But it went to some film festivals, actually. The Twin Cities Film Festival?
And the New York Film Festival as
International Shorts. So that, it was in those last fall. So that was very neat. And yeah, so that was the short film. And then of course, my dad and I were in some previous shows before that too. But
yeah, your family plays together, acts together. That's really a great thing. I think it, you know, having everybody involved, and just you've done some amazing things. So it's so fun to follow your journey and see where you're going. Anything else we should add about Little Fish or Paradise that we've missed that we won't need to tell our listeners?
We will guarantee.
Oh,
we will guarantee.
Are you a salesperson?
Yes, I am. Step on down. We will guarantee that anybody that comes tonight is going to come out feeling good, feeling groovy, and is going to have a smile on their face because mm-hmm. they are just going to love being part of an energetic crowd.
Fabulous. I think I can see from all of you that this is a kind of a, and the thing about improv too, it's like the only. It happens once, like exactly like this. There won't ever be another show. So if you miss it,
you will see a show you've never seen before.
Never again. I think that's really fun to be a part of something like that. It's shared mm-hmm. memories. So bring a group of friends and come on down. There's all kinds of things happening. The events start at 5, is that right?
That's the gallery opening. And then the show won't start till 7:30, but stick around. We'll have hors d'oeuvres. There's plenty of stuff to look at. And yeah, it's going to be a great night. And I also just wanted to shout out all of our sponsors for this upcoming season. We are so grateful to all of them, and they help make nonprofits like the Paradise run. And mm-hmm. we are eternally grateful to them, our patrons, our supporters, our members. Become a member, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fabulous. It is. It's a great, great organization. ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org. It's just a buzz down the road. It's not a big mm-hmm. trip to Faribault. I think sometimes people get in their head, right? It's well worth the maybe 15 minutes down the road to have fun. Check out their beautiful theater if you haven't been there. Mm-hmm. It's just a gorgeous place. So much happening tonight. I'm very excited for you.
Yeah,
and I hope it's
you.
A big success. And the 80s music coming up on Saturday, June 15th. Get your tickets for that. And learn about all things Paradise Center for the Arts at ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. Will McIntyre, Kira Artley, and Andy Artley.
Thank you.
So much,
thank
Paula.
You, Paula.
Yeah, folks, this is Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. I hope you always remember to add a little Art Zany to your life. And of course, in the meantime, till next time, enjoy your imagination.
You've been listening to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination, with your host, Paula Granquist. Art Zany is brought to you each week by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault. The Paradise Center for the Arts is a vibrant cultural and artistic gathering spot in historic downtown Faribault. The Paradise is committed to offering high-quality visual and performing art opportunities for Faribault and our region. Regular events spotlight some of the best artists and musicians in our area and throughout Minnesota and the Upper Midwest. Our beautifully restored facility includes art galleries, classrooms, clay and textile labs, a gift shop and rehearsal spaces, in addition to a 300-seat auditorium. Visit ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org for a full schedule of events or call our box office at 507-332-7372.
When your car is...